And we're back. Let's see. Oh, fastest hour on radio, and we're into the second half. Let's do the most positive part of my show right now. Sponsor Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Huh? And he just put up some new stuff on his website if you go to jeffsguitar.com. And I forgot, you know, he's not only, you know, does he have like everything you would need for your guitars, or if you need to go buy one, or if you want to record in the studio, or if you want to have him come and entertain at a party. Busy guy, right? And thanks again, Jeff. So let's get back to the phones here. And as soon as I can move my mouse over, we'll be talking to Claudia. Yeah, thanks, buddy. I got it. You're on,
hey,
Claudia.
Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, except for, you know, what's going on. We're on the brink of World War III. People not realize that?
Yeah, you know,
really
somebody,
understand this?
I had to point that out to somebody. She was like, yeah, you know, remember World War III? And I'm like, no, actually, you know, that was a different war, but this really could lead to World War III. And
it really could.
Well, I think
you know,
it already is. He's
unleashed.
Mm-hmm. They all are.
He's unleashed.
Our country is. Look at our country.
You know, Trump. Oh, it. You know what? From now on, you got to use that word traitor. I say it all the time. Trump's a traitor. People need to get this into the vernacular. They need to know he's a traitor. Pompeo's a traitor. Carlson's a traitor. I can't take this. How do they hide behind the First Amendment and hurt our country like this? You know.
You know what? And I got to tell you, with all the human rights violations in China, they're better than half the damn world right now. Yeah, they got their they got the racism, they got the religious, you know, all that same stuff we've got, right? But at least
they
understand. Hey, they understand not to attack someone else's sovereignty, and this is pissing them off too. But they're not going to do anything about it. Nobody's going to do anything about it because you got a psycho that has the weaponry to end this world. And trust me, people. You know the guy in South Korea or North Korea? Yeah, he's nuts too, man. They all are. Anybody that thinks that using force against somebody and taken away from them because they want something—that's what this is.
I was thinking that I was glad that we have a person like Joe Biden and an actual administration in office right now.
You mean stable? And understanding
stable.
That, you know, using brute force is not the way, but these sanctions are hurting, okay? And they'll take a while. Remember, it's checking a month. It'll be sad in a month, but the people in Ukraine are not going to give up, and I think some of the surrounding nations aren't either. And they're taking to the streets. They're being arrested in Russia. They're cutting down every open media so people can't share the truth, and the Republicans are with that.
Do Americans understand when people protest in Russia, it's a crime to protest in Russia.
Yeah, they go to
a
gulag.
Right.
They may never be seen again.
You don't know if you'll see them again.
You probably won't.
They're going to, you know, I mean, wake up. America, you know,
the right,
they're nothing. They don't, what are they? They're traitors, you know, they're foxified.
Yes,
I mean,
they are. And
Donald
they're Nazis,
Trump.
Man. This is the
Nazification
of the world by a bunch of psychos. And thanks, Claudia. We got like people lining up. So I'm going to go to I'll go to Dave and Mequon. And what's happening, brother?
Hey, good afternoon. Pizza Box, Mike. Really quickly, obviously, I completely support the country of Ukraine. I think Zelensky should be commended. The U.S. government actually offered him to get out of there. He said, I don't need a ride.
And he knows he's got the target on his back. I wonder if, CJ, you okay with that, man, that man and his family are targeted for assassination?
Well,
let's talk about Biden, though. Right? Because he's the one that caused this. This is just... Go ahead, Dave.
But, okay, so... But there is a couple of things that I should mention. The New York Times recently wrote about, and, you know, the Chinese... We told the Chinese about what was going on in Ukraine, and what did the Chinese do? They had a secret meeting. The Chinese relayed that information to Putin. And we have to realize that this is a two-prong attack. This is more about Ukraine. This is about Russia and China, because China is chomping at the bit at going after Taiwan, taking that over, and destroying the people in Taiwan. But the thing that, Biden really does need to do is this. The one thing that's been, you know, one of the reasons why the market rally, if you notice the market crashed and then rallied the last 2 days, he did not. Biden needs to sanction the oil and gas industry in Russia. And because right now we're importing, people don't realize this, we're importing oil from Russia right now, 23 million barrels of oil a day. I mean, I'm sorry, a month, sorry, a month. And that could be on, there's a website called tankertrackers.com. And that's what Biden has to do, because a good chunk of the economy in Russia is based on oil and gas. And if you notice, you know, Germany is the one who's also been kind of wavering with the whole not doing the SWIFT banking sanction, because Germany is getting a lot of oil and gas from Russia right now, because they're, you know, everyone's talking about the pipeline sanctioning, but there's already one that's already operating right now. It already gives a third of the natural gas to Germany.
Hey, so, Dave, we got to go because, you know, I got like too many more people. But, you know, we got pipeline problems here, too. Yeah, and absolutely. The leadership in China. But I'm thinking about the people when I talk. You know, I just haven't met a lot of people from China that I think, you know, are guilty of what the leadership in the country is. It's the same everywhere else. Russia. Everywhere, man. This hurts. Because it's like people don't understand what it is to be a human. I mean, I know, I watch every day the way people drive and stuff, and I don't know how many of you guys are guilty of it, but I'm not, just looking at the speed limit and thinking, that's just a suggestion. I got somewhere to be, man. These people are slowing me down. I can't take it no more. No cops out there to do anything. You know, I'll see cops monitoring as I'm going by Olbrich. And here I am driving, you know, 26, 27, because it's 25. I mean, am I supposed to go faster than that? I don't understand people. I go by, you know, I allow the time that it's supposed to take for me to get to one place. If it says it takes me 15 minutes, I'm not trying to get there in 10. What is it with everybody? And a cop's sitting there and people are going by me, you know, it's 25. I know they're going 40. Cop doesn't move. What are you doing, man? Smoking a bowl? I mean, wake up. Who's next in line?
Hey, next we got Mark from the SAC.
Okay, Mark, you're probably going to get the last call here till break.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I mean, I'll check out what Dave just said about the how much oil we're getting from Russia, because as I understand, oil just goes on the world market.
It does. It always does. Market,
not directly from Russia, but I mean that we've got the Russians apparently bringing a portable crematoriums into Russia so they can burn the bodies of probably the Russian soldiers, so the Russian people don't see the bodies coming back.
Yeah,
to
like 3,500 already, maybe more.
But because the it's going to be another Afghanistan for them in Ukraine, because the Ukrainian people are going to fight for their freedom. I mean, that a roommate, a guy I grew up with, his grandmother was from Ukraine, and she apparently, just indirectly, I heard from him that she really made some comments about the Russians that coming in and you know into Ukraine, you know, that. Yeah, a lot of fear for, you know, coming about the Russians. And this is, you know, back early 1900s, late 1800s, probably, that are maybe family stories coming in there, the brutality of the Russians of at that period of time. But a lot of these Russian people, they're just people just like everybody else. And they abhor what Putin is doing. But Putin is doing this to maintain his legacy. People forget that, you know, Putin was part of the KGB. And we got Tucker Carlson initially praising, you know, Putin, and probably, you know, he's backpedaling a little bit, but I mean, that this is, you know, that Tucker Carlson, you know, that they're playing Tucker Carlson on, you know, what Russian television, you know, and he's talking about how great, you know, Russia is and how great Putin is, right? And just, it's just horrific. I mean, but as you said, I mean, that Russia has, the Russian government has embraced fascism, and they achieved that fascism through the fact that when the Russian Soviet Union collapsed, we sent people over there from the Chicago school that introduced the new neoliberal, you know, vulture capitalism economics rather than a Marshall Plan that, like, we gave Germany at the end of World War II, and helped the people build the economy from the bottom up. And they chose, our government chose to and other Western governments chose to say, well, from the top down, and this is what we got. I mean,
I'll tell you what, man. We're almost going to the break, Mark, and thanks for the call. And you know when you go to Netflix and it shows you what's trending? But in America, what's trending, like, at the top of the list is fascism, and nobody's worried about it. Nobody's scared. Nobody concerned about other human beings because it doesn't affect you yet. But, I mean, what a bad time to start, like, you know, fire up the military, man. Climate change, burning fuel. Fuel that could be used as we try to transition into clean energy, which, I don't know. We'll be back.